From KXEI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends to come on the air. I talk to them about what they're working on in school. We talk a little bit about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me on the air today is Maya Bose. Welcome, Maya.
Hi, it's good to be here.
So you go to the University of Arizona?
Yes, I'm majoring in bioinformatics and
And could you like spell it? Informatics? Like, what is that?
Yeah, bioinformatics. It's a very like large sort of nebulous thing right now because it's a very like new concept as a specific field to study. Nowadays, there's sort of a big push to have people who are specifically trained in both biology and computer science towards more computational study of biology and actually try and see like, okay, what kind of conclusions can we derive out of all of this information? Like we're actually analyzing this data and discovering new things. It's a very like new, growing, very cool field that I'm like very excited to learn more about because I'm definitely just at the like at the door of bioinformatics, I think.
What do you do in the lab?
What my lab is studying is a type of RNA called small RNAs, which are very short compared to the RNAs which go and get turned into proteins. And they actually regulate sort of turning parts of DNA off because there's a lot of parts of the DNA that are made of what are called transposable elements. And these are parts of the DNA that can just get up and move to different parts of the genome, which can kind of wreak havoc with like the whole structure of the genome. Maze is actually 90% transposable elements. So 90% of the genome at any given time can just get up and move. And about 40% of the human genome is also transposable elements, can just pick up, move somewhere else, wreak havoc. So what small RNAs do is they direct a process called RNA-directed DNA methylation.
Okay, so like DNA is like wild horses and the RNA is like corralling them?
Exactly. So when plants come into contact with like stress, plants can't run away. They can't really do anything about it. But what they can do is sort of say like, okay, we're not going to tamp down these transposable elements anymore. You get some new novel mutations, which might end up being the savior of the whole plant. So it's mostly been implicated as a source of like genome diversity.
I love the idea of, you know, a tree that bends in the wind is going to do better than one that resists. You know,
yeah,
I love
exactly.
The idea of this, like, this flexibility that is inherent in our DNA, this idea that things can change, things can contort and move and become double jointed so that they can get out of a submarine window or something. You know what I mean? Like, there's always some like wiggle room. I like that idea.
I like how you put that. Yeah.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
Well, I'd sure like to attend graduate school. I'd love to pursue a PhD in bioinformatics.
It's a never-ending story.
Yeah, it just feels like there's so much that I still like want to know, so much more training that I want to have under my belt and get to more new scientific questions.
Maya, do you ever listen to music?
Oh yeah, especially these days. Mostly just the stuff that I listened to in high school because I am too lazy to find new things. So I will just listen to the same David Bowie and Depeche Mode albums just on repeat all day.
There's nothing like walking down the street with headphones listening to Policy of Truth. You're just like,
yes.
just try to mess with me today, universe.
Oh my God. I'm glad to hear that. Like, I've never actually met other people who listen to Depeche Mode.
Our executive director, Kathy Rivers, is all about Depeche Mode and Yaz.
Oh my God. One of the great synth pop duos of all time. Love
just
them.
So you know, it's a well-known secret.
Excellent.
Maya, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I had a great time talking to you.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.